Good day, I'm Anjuli James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, March 20. Coming up, over 6 million collected for Walker's Place of Safety. National Works Agency wins PCJ 2017 GOJ Energy Champion Competition and re-established Walker's Place of Safety will offer expanded services. The news in detail after the break.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.
Now the news. The Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, is reporting that over $6 million has been collected to date to aid the reconstruction of the Walker's Place of Safety in Kingston. This following the latest donation of $100,000 by the peer counselors of St. Catherine High School. The students made the monetary donation on Monday, along with a contribution of 12 boxes of clothes, books, and toys. CPFSA Chief Rosalie Gage Gray says the outpouring of support has been overwhelming and has provided well-needed funds towards the rebuilding process.
The last count, we were over $6 million. That's just the cash. Kind is, wow, a lot of contribution in kind. Because we're focusing on the rebuilding efforts, we wouldn't mind contributions in that area.
Mrs. Gage Gray adds that persons may donate food, educational supplies, and personal care items at CPFSA offices island-wide. In the meantime, the Walker's Place of Safety is to expand the range of services offered to wards of the state. Chief Executive Officer of the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, Rosalie Gage Gray, says vital new infrastructure will be put in as part of efforts to reconstruct the facility, enabling a greater array of child-centered services to be delivered to occupants.
We are seeking not to have large facilities, meaning numbers, but any facility that we are building now will have counseling rooms, will have a playroom, will have more rooms than dormitory style.
Fire destroyed the Walker's Place of Safety in Kingston on January 15, killing two female wards. The home served as a transitional residence for approximately 34 children, abandoned, remanded, or removed from unsuitable homes. The National Works Agency is the 2017 Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's PCJ GOJ Energy Champion Competition winner, earning for themselves $1 million in prize money. The competition has two components, an individual challenge in which government employees share energy efficiency and conservation strategies on social media, and the organizational challenge where public sector entities promote their internal conservation activities. Six teams competed for the organizational contest. EGOV Jamaica Limited took second place, receiving a $650,000 prize package, while the Ministry of Finance and Public Service placed third, winning $350,000. There were 13 individual winners from different sectors. Project manager of the PCJ's Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program, Jody Grizzle, says the requirements for the organizations included submitting an energy conservation plan.
Establish an energy management committee and submit the minutes of at least one meeting held during the period of the competition. Entities were to demonstrate savings in electricity consumption between October to December 2017 when compared to the same period in 2016. And bonus points were awarded for conducting an energy audit.
The project manager was speaking at the Energy Champion Awards luncheon recently. And Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the GOJ Energy Champion Competition will yield long-term benefits for the country's energy sector. Dr. Wheatley says the increased awareness about energy conservation will not only reduce the public sector energy bill, but also stimulate private sector companies and homeowners to use energy more efficiently.
We may call it a competition, but it is more, in my opinion, an exercise that seeks to not only engage the entities with the public sector, but by extension, disseminate practices which will not only see reductions or savings within the public sector, but by extension within the different communities.
The minister was giving the keynote remarks at the recent Energy Champion Awards luncheon. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.